Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9:37 now, joined by Jeff Nowark, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Jeff Nowark, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Lost you there for a second.
Do you know why I called you Jeff Nowark?
And why is that?
Because if you can add a P in a Clemson where there ain't none, I can add an R in a NOAC where there ain't none. I'm just kidding. I texted
one time,
Jeff.
At a former job once, they gave me a certificate that said, like, thank you for, like, 3 years of service. Mm-hmm. And they did that. They added
an R
in my name.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it felt very appreciated.
Oddly prescient of me, huh? for those that don't know, Jeff was on the air Friday talking about Clemson. I'll do it. It's hard for me to do. Yeah. But tell the story of Clemson. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, just how they pronounce it, man. Clemson. It's we went through it when they drafted Brian Brzee, but you know, apparently it didn't stick.
C-L-E-M-P-S-I-N, and I've heard numerous announcers say there is no P in Clemson, but Jeff, having worked there, can tell you there is. Thoughts on JT Gray being cut?
Yeah, you know, I think more so than anything else, it's really just the clearest indicators yet that whether this front office, whether this organization wants to use the word rebuild, reset, that's what's happening, right? I know a lot of people are like, hey, why would you cut JT Gray? Well, the only logical reason for cutting JT Gray is when you're in a situation where you're rebuilding, mm-hmm. or at least at the very minimum having a soft reset, you can't justify spending above the minimum on a special teams player, as good as that special teams player might be. And in this case, it's like, it's not that you're cutting your worst special teams player. You're cutting your best special teams player. But the Saints are in a position where they need to play young players, right? Like, you need to develop.
So wait, this isn't about money. This isn't about salary cap or money. This is just about giving other people a chance to play.
I mean, indirectly, it's about salary cap. It will be somewhat cheaper, but the cap is not the reason. Like, you didn't desperately need to make a cut to deal with the cap. He's on the final year of his contract. It's more so about, you know, I think they really like Isaiah Stallburg. You know, they really like Rejon Wright. They really like some of these young players, Jonas Sanker, and you need to get them on the field. And I think what you don't want to do is keep JT Gray around and then not play him, right? So, you know, I think it's just where you're at. And I think it's what they should have done. My only criticism is you probably could have done this a little earlier. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they were maybe holding out for, hey, maybe we can find a low-end trade and mm-hmm. it never developed and that's where you are.
But he'll find a job.
Yeah, right. Okay. And he was a team captain. Like, he's well-respected in the locker room. That's why, you know, these types of moves, you have to massage them correctly. Like, you can't just send a guy like JT out into the world and be like, bye. Like, that's why they send out a thank you message and all that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's veterans in the locker room that, you know, they've been with JT since 2018. You know, he's a big important piece of that locker room from a leadership perspective. He's been a team captain for the last few years. So that's kind of where you're at. But I think that's really all it's about is, hey, we have young players. You want to get them on the field, and this is the best way we can do that.
So tell me about rules changes in special teams, would that have anything to do with this?
No. I mean, there are some rule changes in terms of touchbacks. You're now bringing you out to the 35-yard line. You're going to field. You're going to cover more kicks. And I guess from indirectly, you're probably keeping more linebackers in mm-hmm. that way. You know, I think that's one of the reasons you're erring more toward linebackers because of the kickoff as opposed to punt coverage. But no, I mean, the rule changes wouldn't have affected JT's spot on the roster. And frankly, I would be stunned if he's not in Denver this time mm-hmm. next week with Darren Rizzi.
Yeah, so I would make that. I would make that bet. I think that's a smart bet. Tell me, heading into the Cardinals, what it is that the Saints need to do. What are you looking for them to put in, or what's going to be different than preseason?
Sorry, I think I may have lost you again.
I say heading into the game against Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Don't move. Wherever you are, do not move unless you're in the middle of the streetcar track and a streetcar comes along. So
right.
What are the Saints getting ready for with the Cardinals on Sunday? Tell me about this Cardinal team.
Yeah, so that's one of the difficulties of week one, right? Kellen talked about this yesterday, is any team you face in week one, and frankly, any team facing you, there's going to be a lot of unscouted looks, right? Like, you don't know exactly what they're going to do, so you kind of just have to account for it within your own system. That said, you know, the offense, you know, one of the players on this Cardinals offense that doesn't get talked about enough is Trey McBride. He's a guy who's averaged 100 catches and 1,000 yards over the last 2 years, kind mm-hmm. of in obscurity, if you will. Like, he's one of the best tight ends in football that no one really talks about because they're always talking about Brock Bowers and George Kittle and Sam LaPorta and Mark Andrews. But you look at the numbers this guy has put up, he's a weapon for them. And the Saints haven't exactly covered tight ends well over the last few years, so that's going to be a matchup that I'm fascinated to see. On defense, you know, they're kind of a confusing team, and they use their safeties really, really uniquely in how they disguise looks. Buda Baker is one of the best mm-hmm. safeties in the NFL. He gets paid like it for a reason, and so I'm curious how they're going to try to. You know, you have two young quarterbacks going against a safety group that's probably among the best in the NFL at disguising looks and confusing mm-hmm. you post snap. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for, is can you avoid turnovers? Because that's whenever you go to the young quarterback, they just, you know, they're seeing a lot of stuff for the first time. And, you know, there's a lot of first time mistakes that you make that it's just like, yep, they got them. And so that's kind of what I'm anticipating the Cardinals trying to do, is try to change a lot of looks, confuse the quarterbacks, make them make mistakes, make them doubt what they're seeing post snap and pre snap. And that's kind of where you're at. But this is a good Cardinals team. Like, I don't know if a lot of people realize this is a very talented roster. You know, they've had some injury issues and, you know, just general bad luck over the last few years. But you look at this team on paper, and there's really not a lot of holes in there. And, you know, they have a defensive head coach in Jonathan Gannon. That side of the ball is going to be really effective. Kyler Murray is just like the ultimate dual threat quarterback. He's going to mm-hmm. run around. He's going to get upfield. So, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Saints, no question.
So when it comes to wide receiver and cornerback matchups, Cardinals got Marvin Harrison Jr. in his second year?
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. is their kind of ace, you know, and you're just going to kind of figure that out. And the question I have is whether the Saints are going to play a lot of zone, whether they're going to have Kool-Aid kind of chase guys around. They did that against the Broncos a little bit. They had Kool-Aid kind of shadow and go from side to side. Mm-hmm. I don't really love that idea. I think with a young cornerback, you really want to kind of give him rules and let him stick on one side, especially with Ike on the other side. Like, I feel good about him playing a side and Kool-Aid playing a side. So we'll have to see how they handle it. But, you know, I think it's going to be more about the front seven and how they handle the run game, how they handle the quarterback run. Because, you know, and I talked to Brandon Staley about this. It's like, you have to game plan specifically for what the quarterback is going to do. You can't just say, like, yeah, we're going to handle it within our scheme. Like, you have to plan for how Kyler Murray specifically wants to run.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mm-hmm. And he can do it in so many different ways that if you can't keep him from extending plays for 10 seconds, you're not going to have a lot of chance to cover anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Like no defensive back is going to hold up on an island if you make him cover forever. So the Saints have to contain Kyler and then also get him to the ground when they are in position to do so. And that's going to determine a lot from a coverage perspective.
So you got to maintain contain on the outside, but yet you can't leave the inside open because he'll just run up the middle of the field for God knows how far.
Exactly, and he can do both things. Like sometimes, like I look at Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, mm-hmm. as they're both very mobile, but they do it in very different ways, right? Kyler is able to do both of those things. Like he's willing to extend behind the line of scrimmage, but he's also able to just, like, he's had a 50-yard run in like each of the last three seasons. Like he's able to just find a gap and go.
Got some rockets on him.
Speed to make it hurt. Yes.
Got some rockets.
He kind of runs like Super Mario if you watch him. You know, if you've ever played Super Mario, when he gets to the mushroom, he's like, that's kind of how he runs.
Do you think he's 5'10"?
I think he's 5'9", personally.
I think he's more like 5'7", just looking at the proportion of the helmet. And look, I'm not a big guy at all. I'm not trying to make fun of his height. I'm just saying I think they kind of fudge a little on his size, but he is very, very fast. Tell me about the Cardinals' defense.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it with Buddha. You know, I mean, it all starts in the back.
I guess I'm talking about more the front seven.
Yeah, no, and they have some really interesting pieces on the front seven. They brought in Calais Campbell, who, you know, we always talk about Cam Jordan as this guy who's kind of eternal and is just always there. Mm-hmm. Calais Campbell's the same way. He's going into year like 17. It's crazy. Mm. I kind of feel like Cam Jordan is playing as long as Calais plays. Like if Calais ever retired, Cam would be like, all right, I got it.
Because he's been hard to believe. It's 17, 18 meters. Yeah, 6'8", 315 pounds.
Right. You would think like his knees would be breaking down on him, but you know he's still there. He's still making plays, and it's always a question of how much juice he still has left. But he's going to be a load to handle on the inside. They drafted Darius Robinson last year. I think he's their outside rusher on the left side. Really good player out of Missouri. Just kind of another huge dude. Like they have a lot of size on this defensive line. They brought in Josh Sweat from the Eagles, won a Super Bowl there. So now they have a lot of talent there. They're going to, like, again, I don't see a ton of holes in this defense. You just kind of look at every position and you're just like, oh, okay. Like, let's see how they handle this. Let's see how they handle this. I don't expect a ton of extra pressure. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if they sent a lot of exotic blitzes. I think they're just going to be doing a lot with their coverage and trusting their front seven to get after the quarterback and their front four specifically to get after the quarterback. And, you know, the Saints' offensive line is a big question mark, right? So I don't think you're going to be doing a ton. You might run some stunts. You might try to confuse them. But I'd be surprised if you see anything but, you know, simulated pressure. I think they're going to sit back and force these quarterbacks to try to beat them. But, again, week one, there's not a ton of game plan specific stuff that you can really incorporate. Mm-hmm. And that's true on both sides of the ball. Like the Saints, if they win one or both of these games to start the season, a lot of it's going to come down to the defense for the Cardinals and next week the defense of the 49ers. They're just not going to have a lot to go on, right? Like they're not going to know what the tendencies are because it's a new offense with a new quarterback. Even if you went Tyler Shuck, it would be a new quarterback. Even with Spencer Rattler, you have some tape, but not much tape. and it's taping a different offense with different playmakers. So that's going to be an advantage for the Saints, too.
Given Kyler Murray, and like you're saying, having some Rockets, he's got speed, or Super Mario, I would think that gives the Cardinals a big advantage when it comes to the defense still kind of getting in a tackling mode.
In the sense of the Saints' defense?
Yeah, because all defenses in the NFL, this is the first time that I know they tackled during preseason, but the vets didn't get a lot of time, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if, you know, from an angles perspective maybe, but you can work on angles in the preseason. I don't think tackling the quarterback is where when you struggle tackling, that's where it comes. Because
I'm talking about specifically,
quarterbacks aren't breaking tackles.
But specifically, you know? Kyler Murray, I guess I'm talking about angles and getting him.
Yeah, pursuit angles and stuff like that. I think it's more so going to be James Conner. Like when I look at like tackling, mm-hmm. and are you ready to tackle week one? It's the big bruising running back that's going to run through you if you're not doing it right. You know, like if you get to Kyler, you can tackle him. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty easy guy to get down once you get a hand on him. He's he's tiny.
You swat a fly, you can get him, but you got to get him first.
Yeah, you got to get there. But you can work. They've been working on pursuit angles. Again, I think James Conner, if there's going to be tackling issues, it's going to be James Conner on the inside, and then Marvin Harrison Jr. on the outside, because a guy like Kool-Aid McKinstry is going to have to tackle that dude who is bigger than him, mm-hmm. right? Like if you're isolated on the outside and he catches the ball, you got to bring him down. You know, he's not. I wouldn't compare him to Julio Jones, but he kind of reminds me of that in terms of like one of the reasons Julio Jones was so effective is not only was he catching the ball, he was breaking tackles and then going for another 20, 30 yards. I think in a perfect world for the Cardinals, that's what Marv is doing. So. That might be where you see some of that creep in, is on the outside.
What do we know about the Cardinals' special teams?
Oof. Well, I'm not as familiar with their kicker, but I do know their punter. This is Blake mm-hmm. Gillikin, if you recall.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's still kicking it. He's still kicking it a mile. So you know, it's. I'm sure he'll be motivated to send a few out there. I don't think he was in Arizona the last time the Saints played him, which would have been 2023. It was a Thursday night game. So this will be, I think, the first time he gets to go against his former team. So maybe he'll have a couple extra yards in the leg for this
did,
one.
Did you watch the LSU Clemson game?
I did.
I was talking to Tim about Trey Green, and man, that formation where they had four guys on one side and him on the other, isolating the cornerback. I don't know how you defend that. I really don't.
You defend that with a cornerback that can win one on one, right?
And I don't know a lot of 6'7" corners. Do you?
Well, right, exactly. They don't exist. So you have to have a corner that can win, and that's why big physical corners, like that's why there's a premium on them. Like, right, like when you look at the draft, you know, well, you don't see running backs at the top. Mm-hmm. You see cornerbacks, you see wide receivers, you see the big physical guys on the edge of the field that can either make a contested catch or defend a contested catch. And it's a lot easier said than done. But yeah, I mean, like there was no mystery as to what LSU was trying to do on mm-hmm. that play. Right, they're like, we're going to get all of your defenders on that side of the field, and we're going to say, you got one guy over here. Can he stop this? And he couldn't. And it's a touchdown. And you know, that's more of an NFL concept than a college mm-hmm. concept. You see a lot more of those kind of jump ball plays. Like, I trust my guy more than you trust your guy.
Well, just the physics of it. The physics of it with the wingspan on that guy.
Right, and I mean, they tried it a couple times. It didn't work, but they also tried it a couple times. You drew a penalty. So no, I mean, that's why, you know, we talk about. Why did the Saints want to go out and get the Devon Vele, mm-hmm. right? Like, why was it such a worthwhile investment for them, even if they paid maybe a little bit more than the market value might have told you it was? It's because when you can just throw a ball up like that and trust your guy to come down with it, it's such a huge asset for your offense, and it makes you so much more difficult to defend. Because, hey, if they double that guy, then you can just go to the other side of the field where all your receivers are mm-hmm. and counter it that way. So, no, I mean, not having a big body target that you can just isolate and say good luck, you know, it makes things a lot more complicated for you. So, no, that's what they have with him. And, you know, I think LSU has a couple of really nice receivers. I don't even know if we saw all of it in that game. Chris Hilton's a great big-bodied wide receiver, and, you know, I thought he had a rough game. So I think this LSU team could do some damage this year.
I think so, too. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Dave Cohen's got planned for you today. He's in for Newell here at WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.